Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I'm getting time, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 270 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo in the building, who came dressed to impress in his Kelly Green. Evan's got his shade of Kelly Green. I, for one, am not at home. So,
loser,
you're doing it live. We're doing it live. Episode 270, talking roster moves and Kelly Green. I'm excited. You know, I've been waiting for this moment. For probably all my life. I'm just kidding. But look at this vibe is immaculate. Mike Vick out here.
So silky, bro.
Look at that.
Shady.
Macron. Shady. Even the new guy. You might know his name. Devontae Smith.
Man, that looks slick on him.
Jalen Hurts, yeah. And Kelly Green.
Dude, that picture has been living rent-free in my brain for a couple years now, man. That's a clean pick.
It's a clean edit, too. Whoever, you know, shout out to Gridiron Bleacher Report. That's a clean edit.
Absolutely.
But overall, I mean, you know, it's been a couple of days. There's been a couple roster moves that we wanted to talk about. We will get into the Kelly Green. But bringing back Kaiser White, bringing back – not Kaiser, bringing – Kaiser White back home.
Yeah.
He's a fellow native of the area. And bring in Derek Barnett, which I know will rub some people the wrong way. I know Prime
looking at him.
Prime's in his fields already. But again, I'm talking about a guy that you bring back who knows the system. The numbers came out today, 4.5 guaranteed, which is, you know, not bad. I think for what we know of Brandon Graham, 30 in his 30s with a torn Achilles, you do have to think where does Brandon Graham stand as we speak? But you're getting a defensive end four, Prime, defensive end four for a cheap rate. So obviously, that's it. I think that's a good thing for depth purposes. Does not stop us from getting a defensive end in the first round of the draft. But Kaiser White, bring in a guy who can – we essentially leveled up. You know what I'm saying? We leveled up. So, I mean, are you guys feeling these moves?
I mean, you were I believe I talked on the show a couple weeks ago when we let go of Alex Singleton, how I had to talk my dad off a ledge. I was like, listen, man. We're going to bring in a better linebacker. He's going to bring in a more productive linebacker. That's exactly what we did. I mean, White, he's a baller, man. For the Chargers, he's probably been the third best defender behind Joey Bosa and Derwin James. I'm just I am happy about it, but I'm kind of torn because I'm looking at it as this kind of takes the drafting a linebacker in the first round officially off the table. I knew it wasn't a very strong possibility. But does it really? I think it does. I think it 100% does. I mean,
it was already off the
board. Howie Roseman, he does it. He hates evaluating linebackers the first round. He hates valuing the position that way. And the fact that we bring him in, it's great. We upgraded the position, but Howie will go at all lengths to avoid drafting a linebacker high, and this is his excuse to get out of it.
All right. So with that being said, I'm going to say this, that if we keep all three picks for that first round, mm-hmm. and they choose a linebacker out of one of those picks, 50 push-ups from both of you.
Oh, I'll give you 100. All right.
Yeah. I'll give you 100.
100 push-ups.
I'll give you 100.
Since you wanted to open up your mouth, 100 push-ups.
So what are you doing when we don't draft the linebacker?
I got it. 100 push-ups myself.
You got 200. You got to match me and Gail.
Done. All right. Now, listen, man. I'm happy. I'm happy with the moves that we made. Shit. It goes back to for the love of God.
We got Gio to thank. Gio,
you know what I mean? Make the linebackers a priority. And hey, they have been. Shout out to you guys for putting me on to White, because I mean, I really didn't know much about him. Keeping it 100. But I saw some video on the guy. Seen a lot of comments that have been coming out this past week about from some of his old coaches. You know, we got a stellar guy on the team now, and that's what we need in that position. It's definitely an upgrade from where we were at. I see, you know, Singleton signed with Denver Broncos. And then we had what's his name go to the Steelers yesterday. Can't think of his name right now. That's how much he was important to me. but anyway, back to, you know, what you had mentioned earlier, Derek Barnett. Yes, not too thrilled about it. 4.5 to go ahead and get us all the stupid, unnecessary roughness passes, penalties on him. You know what I mean? All right, dirt cheap. I get it. Yeah, in the situation that we're in with Brandon Graham, we really don't know what his, you know, where he's going to be at coming back.
Whoa.
Okay.
It seems like you're shifting it a certain way. I like the tone of your voice.
No, I'm just saying, relax. All right, but I'm just saying. Yeah, we need some backup just to the fact that we don't know where Brandon Graham's mentality is going to be at and his healthness, you know what I mean, coming back this upcoming season. So it's a move only because it was dirt cheap. Had it been anything more, I probably would have been blowing my top off right now, you know what I'm saying? But, all right, I'll take it, 4.5. But, you know, hopefully he keeps the goddamn penalties to a minimum this year, and you know what I mean, and it pays off, but we'll see what happens.
Now, Nick Sirianni in the presser today. I didn't get to watch all of it. Obviously, we're now working out here. I'm back in the streets of New York City.
Yeah, which welcome is, back to the office life, Gail.
Is super wild. Times Square is not the same.
How does it feel to work?
Amazing. Good. We had cupcakes. Coffee. Shout out to the people in Nickelodeon sharing cupcakes.
Sweet ass.
Nick Sirianni talked about Nick Sirianni talked about Barnett's kind of role with the team and they like him as a player. Even though he's the guy that said it's always him.
I was about to say.
I was like,
always that guy.
I was like, you got caught on live television, Nick, speaking your mind. But again, I've heard that about his, you know, that they like what he adds to the locker room. Very competitive. Will hit you after the whistle.
And he does get pressures as well. It's not like it's
plays
like,
to the whistle. We'll hit you after the whistle.
So, all right. Yeah, I get it. I don't point that out as much what he actually does. My bad. Sorry. All the penalties.
It's easy to get caught up in the penalties, man. Yeah, it's
unnecessary. I mean, literally unnecessary. So it was like, what the hell? I that's why I don't stay focused on what he actually does for us. I'm never going to forget the big strip at the Super Bowl game. Never going to forget you on that one. But other than that, everything else is pretty much diminished because of all the damn penalties you want to go ahead and get.
Yeah.
And that is one. That's the one comment I had in my head. Like, you MFers out here, I know a lot of people were crying when he picked up that fumble. I know I was. So to me, he's a made man in that sense. So like whatever happens, if he's in a bar, I'm buying him a beer, you know, but you know, in that sense, but milk. You know,
that's understandable. That's understandable. But I mean,
show him some respect.
Wentz is a made man by that logic then to that. You, right?
We
got an interesting question in the comment section here. Familiar face.
Oh man.
He wants to know how many times has Gail Will Smith'd his meat over the Kelly Green news. You're in the office.
Keep my jersey out your mouth.
Oh, look at here. Look at that, man. That's how I've been vibing. This is me all day.
Oh my
this
Lord.
Is me. This is me. This is we gotta have a Kelly Green party.
Do you have that? Like I know you're a man that enjoys your fashion. If you see something Kelly Green, are you just buy it on the spot? Anything Eagles Green?
Yes.
I was in Times Square this morning. I'm no lie. 8:30 in the morning, pre-work, looking for a Kelly Green hoodie. Just the plain one.
Even an Eagles one, just the color.
Yeah, okay. Just a plain Kelly Green hoodie.
All right.
Yeah. Always. I'm always on look. Like, if you need some gear, let me know. I got you guys.
I got it.
Brian, how many times have I sent you links?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
1 a.m. in the morning.
I was getting ready to say that. I got to give credit where credit is due, man. This man, he brought me, like, back to the whole Kelly Green era. Like, it was in my time, you know, in the 80s is when I first, you know, became that true Eagles fan. And I'm not going to say that I completely forgot about it, but it was just kind of like back there. But bro, you brought it back to light. And like now I'm either catching up to you or one of these days I'm going to surpass you because I can't stop buying the Kelly Green shit my damn self. You
know what I mean? And you got a nice matching pair of, I was looking at my collection of
shoes. I got one of your babies with me. Yep. You know, I mean, two actually, you know what I mean? Two, you ended up doing custom made ones for me too. Kelly Greens special editions, you know, thanks to you. And yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the truth, man. Like I'm Kelly Green, like all out. I'm just like Gail. Any chance that I get, I see something Kelly Green, it catches my eye. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm there with you, man.
This is almost like a national holiday, but you know, I don't know if it's just me. Am I the one that's overly excited? Like, cause I see some old heads that on the line that are like, eat the hell out, even though it's only a couple games.
No, but I also see the other side of it too. I see the people that get caught up in the fact that we won the Super Bowl in midnight green and all of our worst years were in Kelly Green. And why do we want to go back to that? And like, I see most of that of what I see is from people that lived through the Kelly Green era. And there is no consideration for the young fans that no. I never got a taste of it. I mean, my first like memories was the very of football were the beginning of the Donovan McNabb era. In like 99-ish, and that was we were already transferred over, man. We were already midnight green, so like, I love it. It feels retro. I enjoy the Kelly Green.
And you made that comment about like, you know, we won a Super Bowl in midnight green. We also won championships. Like, we won championships in Kelly Green.
Kelly Green, exactly.
You know, we had enough of those that
We had totally a Super Bowl appearance in the Kelly Green as well. We didn't win it, but we had a Super Bowl appearance in the Kelly Green. Come on.
I like it all. Like, the whole thing with, like, Oregon Ducks and that, the multitude of uniforms that they have, that's really where I am at in the NFL. Like, how can you not catch up
with what
college is doing? They rolled out, like, seven different uniforms a year. Like, really, do you not want to make money?
And look at the NBA. I mean, the Sixers have a new like city jersey every year. I mean, the Spectrum ones are fire this year comparatively to like the Boathouse Row ones I thought were kind of eh. But the fact that they have a new alternate jersey every year, I mean, all that is a moneymaker. I don't know why the NFL wouldn't jump on top of that.
Oh, yeah. And I don't get it either because, I mean, like shit, even going back to basketball, once again, look at Miami Heat. Their jerseys are just off the chain. Like, I mean, it's just the concept. Like, you throw that right person behind that retail on getting this type of shit out there. I mean, a lot of us are going to jump on. I mean, just between me and Gail, shit, we probably might go ahead and bank on it.
Like, I mean, you look at Gail, who's running around New York City this morning, just looking for something Kelly Green. Like, this guy's itching to buy anything that's the same color. You think the fans will buy something with the logo on it?
I was like, can I just get like a hoodie? Plain, I have one. I have a plain green one hoodie that I've been looking for. It's beat up. So like it's worn out because I wear it like every week. But it is what it is. I think people are excited, but the other plot twist. Oh, a drum roll. Anybody? Wow. Black helmets, black
out.
Black jersey, black helmets. Jeffrey Lurie dropped the bomb on the timeline. In his presser, saying that he's bringing back a matching helmet to go with the black jerseys. I mean, we're just seeing this This is a prototype, I believe. We've seen this version of the matted helmet in stores that you could buy. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming. I don't want to. You know what happens when you assume.
Yeah.
But this looks super clean. Imagine going to a game, everyone's got matted out jerseys. This is a nice touch for me.
That's fire right there, man. If it looks like that or better, I mean, like that, I can't think of it how it could look much better. The matted out, you throw that on top of the all black jerseys, man. Like you playing at home, the vibe's going to be different in the stadium, man.
Look good, feel good, play good. Yes. It's a vibe. I mean, I don't want to. That to me, it does something. That does something to me.
Prime's girl's digging it.
Yeah.
Prime, I think you got to get one, bro.
Listen, say no more.
Prime has a black truck. He's probably going to mat it out now to match the jersey. That's clean.
It is clean, man. It's very clean. I like it. Looking forward to it. I mean, like you said, you dress to impress, and I mean, I could see these guys really playing their asses off, looking good doing it. So, I like the news that he dropped today, man. It was, you know, definitely something we needed to hear, and we finally got our wish. Those Kelly Greens, and now the black helmets. Yeah, man, it's all going in the right direction.
I mean, that's only. I think this is a precursor to like a great draft here. Like you're dropping out these little nuggets. Then next week they well, you know, the other thing that I was talking about that I in my mind on my way to driving to New York City this morning is, you know, every time they have these coaches meetings, mm-hmm. there's always a trade that goes down after that of some sort.
Yeah.
Like, I think a trade has been talked about. So I think we're going to be blessed with some.
You think that's
am I wrong? It's got to be. All those coaches.
You're just going off of the pattern of what's been going on.
The patterns.
Okay.
The pattern. Yeah.
All right. What, like in the realm of like, how are we talking big splash? Are we talking a little pencil off the side of the pool splash?
A trade is. I think. I mean, and the other
a player trade, a draft pick trade.
This is one I've been thinking about.
I need a nibble.
Trading one of the. Trading up in the first round.
Oof.
You know, I've mentioned who I would trade up for, but like, who do you think that they have? Malik, I mean,
Sauce. We have Sauce alert. Sauce. That's it. Hey, I'm just saying. Like, think what does it take to trade up?
Do you think Sauce is that much better than the other cornerbacks, though, that you trade up for him? Because I think it's pretty deep on corners. I think there would be a corner that would follow us, no?
A corner can fall to us. One should be there. You're talking about Booth, McDuffie, mm-hmm. Sauce, and
Stingley.
This idea of him dropping is there, but. You know, which is also I'm digging it. And then there's this whole Kyle Hamilton.
And then you throw, yeah, exactly. You throw another guy in the secondary in the mix, bro. Like, how many guys in the secondary are going to go in the top 10? Realistically,
the thing with we talked about Kyle Hamilton last night in the chat. Daniel Jeremiah and Dane Brugler, who are, you know, Dane Brugler. I respect his scouting abilities. And he mentioned that he ran a 4.7 at his pro day. He ran a 4.59 at on the turf. DeAndre Jeremiah said those numbers athletically, it's, you don't really see guys like that go in the in the top 10.
Yeah, yeah. But like the way that they've been talking about how he's a blue chip prospect and how he's going to be this generational right, exactly. guy, how he's potentially the best player coming out of the draft period, I just don't see him sneaking out of the top 5, let alone 10. But
who?
Hamilton? Kyle Hamilton, yeah.
We'll see. I mean, because if you know how teams are, they get real nerdy with the analytics. Do you draft someone that high who does not test athletically? You know, like a blue, you know, top.
Dude, I've been watching the Kyle Hamilton too, man. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And a lot of people here in the chat. Something
that I look at the play and I'm like, okay, so he ran a couple bad 40s. That's gonna take away all of this amazing play that I'm watching. Yeah. Like, come on.
Shout out to D. He says Ed Kratz says he thinks Howie goes to 10 and gets off. I mean, I'm not taking that out of I believe I was started looking at there's a trade chart, you know, the trade value chart that mm-hmm. you can check out the points, you know, add up the points to get to. I mean, we got 3 firsts, right? So I mean, you essentially could use your second to move up and then recoup a second if you move back from said 19 pick.
Right.
And recoup something. I'm feeling a little crazy today.
Mark G's asking me how I would feel about Howie drafting a quarterback with picks 15, 16, or 19. I've been pretty adamant about the quarterback that I want in this draft, Malik Willis. I don't see him falling that far. I think you'd have to trade up in order to get him. And there's not really any of the other quarterbacks that are I want to take the risk for and take that this year away from Jalen Hurts for. So I wouldn't be about it unless it, by some grace of God, Malik Willis were to fall there, which I don't think is happening.
What if Kenny Pickett's there?
Doesn't do much for him.
What a reaction.
Jerome says they compare Hamilton to a bigger Ed Reed. If that's the case, I'm trading up all day. I mean, it is. We haven't drafted a corner since Lito Shepard.
Mm-hmm. Would you trade two of our first round picks and maybe some more change in order to move up to get Kyle Hamilton?
That's a little bit much for me.
I mean, in order to go to where you need to get him, that's what I'm thinking is going to have to happen. You want to get up to 5?
I'm the creeper waiting next for year. the fall. And then it's like,
Yeah.
We got you.
What's he got to fall to before you pull the trigger?
No, I mean, I hope he falls like to 10. I mean, because there's going to be a run on tackles, edge rushers. Mm-hmm. That's where the meat and potatoes in the top 10 are. One or two QBs. Whoever's the QB needy team.
Mm-hmm. And you got a couple up there in the first top 8. So,
I mean, you got Atlanta. What do they want to do? Honestly, live life with Mariota.
Right. I would be thinking about it, man.
Now, Todd calls Jordan Davis a trade-up guy to secure. You know, DT's locked in for me as well. In all mocks, I'm getting a DT every single time in the first.
In addition to an edge rusher, or like if you draft a DT, are you also taking an edge rusher? Is that not doesn't matter? You'll take both.
Yeah, if I can, my mocks have looked like Garrett Wilson, Wyatt Davis, I've added, you know, a Carl Loftus late at 19. Mm-hmm. I've added Jermaine Johnson. You know, I've added Sauce, or I've, you know, if when corners are available, those are the kind of guys I'm picking up. Walker as well from Georgia. I mean, that whole Georgia crew is quite exciting to me.
Yeah.
Bring any of those guys in. You're going to immediately make our defense better. And that's if they're gearing up for Prime's wet dream of a defensive draft in the first round, that would be incroyable.
I got a wet dream for you. David Johnson checking in. Trade a 2022 third, 2023 second, and Dillard to Seattle for DK. That'd be about it.
I don't think Seattle would.
No? I feel like they're kind of in a position where if I were them, I'd be trying to sell.
I think they want a first. And a second in Dillard. Oh, I see the second in Dillard. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. No, interesting. You know how he's trying.
Yeah.
But is he trying hard enough?
Yeah, but I also don't want him to overreach too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that team that trades five draft picks for a wide receiver.
Ben, shout out to Ben. He wants to throw Dillard in a move. I'm throwing Dillard in tons of moves. I think he's a guy on draft day. Gets moved.
I'm doing one as we speak.
You doing a little mock? We could do a group mock at the end of the show.
Yeah, you could do.
You know, at the end of the show, we could sauce it up. No pun intended. Shout out to Blue Mini. He says, "How many Eagle fans will mispronounce sauce as gravy?"
Gravy.
He's smooth as gravy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is right here, Rivera's hot sauce. Get the NIL deal ready, even though he's in the league now. Hey, Blue Meanie, shout out to Blue Meanie for hooking up Prime with the belt.
Oh. Stealing my thunder, man.
That thing was sick, man.
Ooh, look at this. For those who are listening to the podcast, Prime is now breaking out a 30-pound belt. Can break show your back. Pants. This thing is a real deal here.
I think it'd stop Prime. A bullet, bro.
Got all the divisional games, Atlanta, Minnesota, about the Super Bowl. Yeah, man, this thing's priceless, bro. Meanie really came through for this one.
Yeah, that thing was dope, man.
Yeah, man. Look at that thing.
I got a hernia carrying that belt.
It's holding that thing, right?
Yo, talk about loyalty. We came out to Prime's softball game.
I'm playing softball this year, and these two, I invite them out because we were supposed to have a scrimmage. The scrimmage didn't go as planned, so we had a softball practice, and yeah, these guys they stuck it through for like about 5 minutes.
It was snowing sideways, dog.
For about 5 minutes, and then y'all asses want to go in the car like a bunch of bitches.
The team doesn't show up, right? So we're staying. I'm like, so where's the team? The team's not coming. They're like, nah, they didn't even show up. So then they start practicing. I'm like, oh, y'all just gonna practice? And I'm over here like Iverson, practice? You talk about practice. I'm watching a practice. So we watched from the car, came out. Threw a football around, tried to keep warm. But shout out to Prime's new softball team.
Yeah, dude. Some familiar faces. Saw the bro.
Yeah, bro, and cuz are in there. I'm just meeting this team, the players on this team. So, you know, what I mean, something new that I'm starting because, like I said, I'm not playing baseball this year. I'm playing softball. So,
dude's washed. He's old.
Stop playing. Watch your mouth.
he still got it right, bro. Puga checking in from El Paso. He says, "How he trades the 19th pick for an impact wide receiver,
like a DK?
It's got to be DK. Any other ones that you trading 19 for?
It's got to be a DK. I can't see it anybody else.
I mean, I think that would be a national holiday if Howie could somehow pull." It rights the wrong. That's a whole. That's like a movie. Like if it was, you know, we had Mark Wahlberg, who would play DK in a Philadelphia movie, bringing DK back to Philly.
Tyrese, what's his face?
Why not Will Smith?
He's just jacked.
Why not Will Smith?
I was going to wait till later to talk about Will Smith, and I didn't even watch the Oscars.
Does anybody?
But
I didn't either. I just wake up to that thing being all over.
Well, let's start with the good news here. Our owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, shout out to
Jeffrey Lurie.
Jeffrey Lurie winning a Oscar for the documentary Summer of Soul, Questlove, was out there giving a phenomenal speech. So Philly's catching dubs there, right? Eagles, Philly,
we got our dub, bro.
Philly vibes are catching love.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, the slap heard across the world. A little black on black crime. Chris Rock gets slapped by Will Smith, and I thought it was a joke. Everyone's giving their own dissertation of what happened on the timeline. I was like, do we call Ja Rule and ask what he thinks about the slap heard around the world? Like, but then, you know, going back to Will Smith, and does Philly catch an L for this? Like, it's throwing snowballs at Santa, and then Will Smith.
Well, did Will Smith really catch an L? I mean, he's it's not a good look.
I think that was Bel Air Will that slapped him.
Would it have been better or worse for Will had Chris Rock gone down?
I would have. If he should have been waiting like Tanya Harden in the hallway. Kneecaps.
You want to smack me?
Keep it hood.
I mean, some people. It's just still like I still can't get how people think this was actually, you know, something staged.
I thought it was staged.
I kind of that camp. The only reason
why I didn't think that way is you don't hear Will Smith curse like that, dude.
No, you don't.
Not in public, at least. And not, you know, I mean, he doesn't give that image of himself like that. Like, but I mean, the way the man just came out was like, keep my wife's name out your mouth. I was like, whoa. You saw the second time he said it, that whole place got quiet.
Well, that's when I thought he started overacting. I'm like, I was like, Will, you're over.
Yeah, I get it. They're both acting. Right. That's what
you know when someone doesn't swear, and when they swear, it's like they enunciate the ing and the fuck. I was like, that's when it got awkward.
I just, dude, I look at it. I've been going back and forth on it because I really don't know what to think. But like, I'm just looking at, like, you know, there's benefits that come out of this. I mean, Will's got another movie coming out. Chris Rock has his tours. The sales are going up.
Yeah.
Oscar ratings have been down for years, and now everybody's talking about the Oscars. I'm just saying, like, you know, crazier things have happened.
So, I mean, you know, if they continue with the show, everybody hates Chris. They could start the new version. Everyone slaps Chris.
Well, dude, I mean, you know that in Chris Rock's next comedy special, he's going to have to touch on it. And like, everyone's going to be wanting to watch for that.
So what draft move are you slapping Howie Roseman for if he makes?
Is there any firefighters coming out in the first round this year?
No, they're not.
Okay. What move would I? It would probably be one of the quarterbacks that I don't want. I don't want Howie Roseman reaching in the first round with a quarterback that I'm not completely sold on. Strong or Stroud or, you know, Kenny Pickett. If one of these guys ends up coming to the Eagles, I'd be pretty hesitant because I don't think that they are worthy of the first round selection.
You like that segue though?
I thought it was good. Yeah.
Shout out. I missed a comment in there. I saw one. Someone talked about Kenny Walker in the first. We are not drafting Kenny Walker in the first. We all Kenny Walker hive over here.
I'm Kenny Walker high. I don't think he
goes first. Not first. No. But that I think that would be a slappable move.
Yeah.
And we don't promote violence here. This is all
in jest. Do you think it would have been like better if it was a backhand versus a forehand?
Yeah, he's done the backhand before.
Did you see from the back angle? Oh,
it was Will Smith's hand. It was a great picture, the one that they caught.
It was a kind of Hollywood-esque form. So I mean, he's.
Do you think if he came up and?
Have you ever seen those slap wars where they're professional slap?
Oh, hell yeah,
slappers! I
don't even know how the hell they came up with that shit? But yeah,
that was like interesting.
We got a Stroud hive, bro. I know. Saul, I'm not sure if that you were the same one to comment earlier in the show. You're strong on Stroud.
We got people in the chat asking for a mock, huh?
I just did one, man. We got Jameson Williams from Alabama, wide receiver, falling on us at 15. Jermaine Johnson falling on us at 16.
Okay.
And Devontae Wyatt from Georgia falling at us at 19.
Why don't we do a mock? And
You can do a stimulator right here. You know,
I'm gonna bring it up right now. Draft. We're gonna go to Draft Network. There's a whole bunch of different. I don't know where you guys go.
I wish there was a way to involve, because I know that a lot of these sites, they allow for trading picks, but I wish that you could throw like player trades in there too. But it's obviously a total.
They actually, on PFF.com, they actually give you trade options if you want to trade
for players.
They'll let you know somebody that's willing to trade with you. And if you accept it, you throw it in there and then
getting a thumbs up from Rick Keynes. What was your picks again, Brian?
It was Jameson Williams, the wide receiver from Alabama, Jermaine Johnson, the second from Florida State, and then Devontae Wyatt from.
That's nice. I like that. Okay. I like that. We're gonna do. We'll do a couple mock threes. We're not gonna do the whole.
Yeah.
Mock.
Yeah.
We'll do a couple mock threes.
Feast with Pete saying Trent McDuffie deserves a slap. Not his PS2 this year. Who was his PS2? It was
Booth. Let's see here. I'm going to bring it up here.
Mark wants to know, who's the first Kelly Green jersey of a current player you would buy for?
I honestly would probably have to say Devontae.
Look, come on, man. Look here. This is too crispy right here. That is too crispy.
I just got the Devontae though. I don't know if I can go with the Devontae.
You need one sweat. Okay, so we are bringing up the let's see here.
I got the banner.
Let's see.
You want me to do a ticker down bottom with the guys that we pick?
Mock three. What we'll call mock three?
First mock draft live on 4th of July.
No, I think mock we did one three. Last year for sure.
We did?
In the first. For sure. This is first round mock three. We're only doing
three round. Okay, let's let it roll.
Okay, here. See, picking the Eagles here. Obviously. We'll just do the first round here.
We're doing three first rounds. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we'll just do three first round selections here. So the draft has started. Evan Neal goes to Jaguars. Kyle Hamilton to Detroit. Aiden Hutchinson to Houston. Kwanu.
There goes Malik Willis. Jets.
Thibodeau to Giants.
Malik Gardner, Willis gone. To Booth gone. Stingley gone. Jordan Davis gone.
Oh, oh look, we got the
same trade offer in mind.
What does that say?
It's a sign. The Saints traded us.
What, eight? Give us 18.
Yeah, we go back down.
161.
You think they're coming up for a quarterback here? Are we declining this?
I will be declining it.
We'll decline it. I think would they go Jordan Davis here?
We run the show.
Jordan Davis already off the board.
Oh, he is? Okay.
12.
So who's on the board? See, this is I'm going Garrett Wilson here.
You gotta go Garrett Wilson. And then Devontae Wyatt.
I'm going Garrett Wilson. I guess so. Devontae, is everyone agreeing with us in the chat? Devontae Wyatt here. For you, for those of you listening on the road, it's got to be an intense moment here. It's got to be very intense. The 16th pick in the first round of the NFL 2022 draft, Garrett Wilson, just selected by the Eagles. And the 16th pick is Devontae Wyatt out of Georgia. Wow. The next pick off the board, Karlaftis.
Karlaftis is next to go. Okay. He's big guess from Mark G. Todd wants some Linderbaum. Is he still available?
Ooh. Does anybody want to trade here? Trade down from 19?
What do we got to 29-94?
Chiefs have offered the first round pick, a 29th, a third round pick, pick 94, in a 2021, a seventh round pick. I'm going to decline here. Yeah, we're going to go get our guy. We're just going to go get our guy.
Although Pete and D Morgan are both saying to trade with KC.
So on the board right now, our 19th pick, we have, we're trying to make our selection here. Drake London is on the board. Kenny Pickett is on the board. Zion Johnson, you know, interior offensive line, I'm not mad at him.
Kenny Green, I'm not mad at either, honestly.
But if we're following our own, you know, Trent McDuffie.
We got a lot of McDuffie talk in the chat right now.
Everyone's with Trent McDuffie, undersized.
Feast wants to counter trade. There's a lot of trade down and some McDuffies in here.
Are we going Linderbaum here? I think
I have hesitations about Linderbaum now with Kelsey coming back and him not really being able to play.
Or Elam. Elam? Elam or McDuffie?
Yeah, I'd be down with Elam. There's a lot of Linderbaum in here.
I like McDuffie.
Ugh. Sheesh. I mean, Linderbaum was heavy.
See, Devin Lloyd should be the pick.
It's not going to happen.
Everyone knows it's not going to happen.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, imagine doubling up on – you're not going to double up on wide receiver. Alave would be nice too, but I think
it's either got to be Elam or Linderbaum. Considering Kelsey's coming back, Elam's probably the smarter move.
Passing on London?
I don't want London.
I know that. I mean, yeah, I don't think they'd go.
Yes. Zion Johnson?
I wouldn't mind Zion Johnson. His stock is.
What if is interested in trading? Anybody else? Just could we trade back like five picks or so? See what we have.
You could trade.
See what we have. See what we get.
Nobody in the NFC. Plenty in the AFC.
Bills. Take the 25th pick. Give them 19.
Take 89 as well. I don't think we'll be able to get 57.
Why not?
You can try.
It says it's not going to be accepted.
It's not?
Nope. They'll take a third. A third?
A fourth.
Nope.
What about if we give them a first and all right, whatever.
Bills are evaluating.
Hey,
they have accepted the offer. We got a third round pick.
All right. So now we're picking 25. What website is this on? This is
Draft Network. Tyler Linderbaum still on the board here.
So is Elam. And so is Elam. Yeah, and so is Kenyon Green. See, I think this worked out perfectly. We end up picking up and Treylon Burks, Lewis Cine.
Oh, Lewis Cine. Get that safety. I think, you know, if you're going to – some people aren't as high. Some people are higher on Elam than McDuffie. Want to go corner here, Kyler Elam?
I say either Elam or Cine.
Interesting. What does the chat say?
Got Linderbaum, Cine, Elam,
we go.
Brisker. We still we're doing three of these, so
yeah.
Let's make a decision.
I would love Cine in the second round.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Let's go with Elam. Tariq Woolen would be good. There.
We'll go Elam with for Feast with Pete. If you haven't watched his cooking show, check his cooking show out and his football takes.
Yes.
So we're gonna go with Elam here.
All right. And then that was pick 25, right?
So in our first mock three in the first round, we got Garrett Wilson, Devontae Wyatt, and Kyler Elam. And a third round pick because we traded down. See, when you start looking at it like this, 15 and 16, 15 and 20 and 19 are like either trade back spots or trade up from or like trade down. Like if you can get any QB hungry team behind us to go up to 15,
mm-hmm.
like say to the Saints, you think the Saints make a move on a quarterback? I know they just re-up.
I could totally see them doing that. What do you think the possibility of I saw it earlier in there, Mike Thomas being on the move. Do you think there's any possibility?
That's the one I've been thinking about, dude, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
If they're gonna,
would we be able to afford them though?
Yeah, they could do something. You know how we could do something. We're going back at it again. We're taking another crack at it.
All right.
Starting over. It's gonna be a really fun podcast for you listeners out there who like the suspense. Before we make the picks, we'll go over what had transpired in the first 14. See, Saints out here trying to offer trades already. We're saying no to everyone. Okay, we're going to make that first pick. Aiden Hutchinson, number one. Hamilton, number two to the Lions. Thibodeau to Texans. Neal to the Jets. Kwanu to the Giants. Cross to the Panthers. Walker to the Giants. Willis to the Falcons, Stingley to Seattle, Jermaine Johnson to the Jets, Jameis and Williams to Washington, Jordan Davis, ooh, Amari Gardner and Devontae Wyatt off the board.
Garrett Wilson again. It's
Andrew Booth. See, my mind.
That's how my love is going, Garrett Wilson, man.
I mean, you could take Garrett Wilson with the next – you could get them both. Like, we have the next two picks.
Yeah. We don't need Penning. So on the board right now is Penning from Northern Iowa, Andrew Booth Jr., Pete Nathan's guy.
Where's Jason at? He can tell us about the guy from Northern Iowa.
I know everything about that guy, and we're not drafting him. Not here. Garrett Wilson, this is Chad agreeing.
Well, no, Pete's saying you got to do this one differently. See, you got a love affair. You just
want to. I'm just saying, I'm saying BPA right though.
See,
I got Garrett Wilson higher than Booth.
Listen, man, if you want to do all these mock drafts exactly the same, we could do that. I was thinking we do three different ways and then we rank them against each other.
As you guys are doing that one, I'm changing minds up. I already did a second one here. I'm waiting for my grade. I'm waiting for my grade.
So you want to go Booth here?
Change it up. Just do something different.
Go think Booth. Like Howie. What would Howie do?
I would not draft. I mean, we can get both of them. Duh.
Yeah.
See, we can still get a Booth. Everyone's good.
Ended up with all three Georgia players.
Got offered a trade.
Devontae Wyatt, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean.
Nice. Listen, okay, I'd be happy, but I just don't see that happen.
Just saying, man.
Yeah.
All right, we just did another mock three here. So Garrett Wilson went 15. Our second pick, number 16 overall, Andrew Booth. That's what we're waiting. Number 19, Drake London is on the board. Kenny Pickett. Zion Johnson, Trent McDuffie, Tyler Lindenbaum, Kenyon Green, Devin Lloyd are all on the board. Which way are we going?
I'm leaning either Johnson or Kenyon Green, personally. Although
I like Zion Johnson.
Would you double up on cornerback with McDuffie?
They wouldn't. The Eagles, they wouldn't. Yeah.
Dude, it's so bogus that we just have to write off linebackers.
It is written, my guy. It is written.
I know what it is. I'm just saying it's bogus.
No, I was trying to be funny. Tyler Lindenbaum?
Yeah.
Or Trent McDuffie? Oh, we already have a corner. We have a corner. Tyler Lindenbaum?
Yeah.
Just for different purposes?
For yucks.
Shits and giggles.
All right, so this one came out to Booth, Lindenbaum, and who else?
Garrett Wilson.
Again.
Okay. Hey, if the board merits it, for our third and final mock of the night, mock three, only in the first round, we will be doing a full mock. For you, few draft nerds out there, Aiden Hutchinson, Hamilton, Stingley, Neal, Ekwonu, Cross, Thibodeau, Walker, Willis, Gardner, Williams, Booth, Jermaine Johnson.
Yo, Jermaine's dropping like crazy on these mocks that I'm doing.
So on the board for the Eagles at the 15th overall pick, Trevor Penning, again, Northern Iowa, the angriest lineman in the history of Northern Iowans. Garrett Wilson, Drake London,
Devontae Wyatt. Well, we already know where we're
going. Well, if you want to mix it up.
No, you didn't want to listen to us last time.
Are we allowed to?
Do we have your permission, sir?
If you want to get spicy, just to add it into the mix.
Yeah, we can't go with the same guy.
Drake London. You know what?
Hold on. If we're going to do this one differently, how about we trade this one?
Oh, we had to trade another one. I think
trading 15 versus trading 19.
I say we take our guy here.
All right.
Drake London.
I thought he was going
to mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up. Take a Drake London. Everybody in the chat's going to hate it because it's an SC guy, but go ahead.
Unless you want to go your QB of the future.
Is he on there?
No, Pickett.
God. That's disrespect.
Nah, yeah. We'll go Drake London. So Drake London comes off the board, number 16 overall. We have Penning, Garrett Wilson, Devontae Wyatt. Wyatt?
Gil's still going to pick Garrett Wilson.
No, I'm letting him go, man. I'm letting him go for the sake of the chatter.
I feel like it's got to be Devontae Wyatt.
I'm agreeing. Chat is the chat agreeing.
We got a trade back. Pete wants to trade this one.
Trade back.
For podcast purposes?
Yeah.
We should make the pick. I mean, Devontae Wyatt's on the board. Why would you trade back?
I agree with you. I say Devontae Wyatt.
Well, we overrided Pete. Feast on that one. See what I did there?
Buddy.
I see what you did.
We could trade back from the first if you want.
What's that say?
From the 19th pick? The 25th pick.
Ew, dude, that trade stinks, though. What is that?
It does. We can counter. They offered the 25th pick, the 6th pick. We said to go stuff it up your nose. We want the second. We want the third round pick.
Yep.
Third and the fourth round pick.
Bills are evaluating your offer. Sorry.
They declined. We'll take the third round pick. All right. I'm going to take the 7th off, offer the 3rd. They better take this one. So, I'm not doing that.
Maybe it's just not meant to be. Maybe we just I'm not take doing it.
Not doing it.
Now don't do it. Let's go back and just draft.
All right. So who do we have available? So far we've got London and Wyatt.
Garrett Wilson.
Do we take Pickett just to mix things up?
We're gonna let the chat decide the 19th overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get three people saying
first name to the three.
Wyatt's already
on the board. On the board right now.
We already got
Garrett Wilson, Pickett, Zion Johnson, Trent McDuffie. I think if you draft McDuffie here. For the McDuffie stands out there.
Got a Tyler.
That's two. Oh, no, Tyler.
Two for Lindenbaum. Wyatt's already been taken. People really want Wyatt, even when we already got him. That's three for Lindenbaum.
Three for Lindenbaum? Devin Lloyd's on the board.
Three for Lindenbaum. We already discussed this.
Okay. So it is Tyler Lindenbaum in the final pick of the mock three in the first round. We have went with Drake London.
All right. So that was Drake London,
Devontae Wyatt, Tyler Lindenbaum.
So, which of these three most appetizing? We got Garrett Wilson, Devontae Wyatt, a trade back. We recoup a third round pick plus Kaiir Elam, or Garrett Wilson, Andrew Booth, and Tyler Lindenbaum, or Drake London, Devontae Wyatt, and Tyler Lindenbaum. First one to me is the winner, man. Got Garrett Wilson. Devontae Wyatt, you recoup a third, and you're getting
a corner.
Yeah.
Now, some people were in it, like, did I miss some news? The thing about Lloyd, it's just like we don't think the Eagles are going to spend a one. As much as Eagle fans love
a linebacker.
Linebackers. You know, we just got our, like, linebacker in here. Are we going to, you know. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they will. So I've taken it out of all my mocks.
Devontae Wyatt would be pretty awesome to fall, though.
Just a moment while this device reconnects.
Well, wait.
People are like, did I miss something? Jimmy Cooper, he said, London, that's a cry of joy or sadness?
I'm going to say sadness.
Hey. If you have been listening to Jimmy, shout out to Jimmy. I'm going Garrett Wilson every day, all day. I've never led you astray. That rhymed. You know I wanted Devontae, and you saw what he became. You know, I wanted Fletcher Cox. You know, you saw what he became. Garrett Wilson. It'll be a dog. He's an Eagle fan. I don't know how that does not sell you right away. The board actually matches the love for the team, which is insane.
What does that even mean?
The prospect's love for the team actually matches the board. Like, you have a player who loves the Eagles. Mm-hmm. It is sitting on the board, and he actually matches a need and the player's love for a team.
Are you talking about Kenny Pickett right now?
No. Well, he's also an Eagle fan.
I know. That's why there's plenty of people.
We're talking about Garrett Wilson.
Oh, Garrett Wilson.
Right. He's a diehard Eagles fan.
I could see it in your eye, bro. I think you're actually in love.
I'm just saying. Mind-boggling. When things like come together,
I'm gonna make you go against if we draft a Garrett Wilson, who's the number one wide receiver?
Huh?
Who's the number one wide receiver if we draft Garrett Wilson? Still Devontae?
They could fight it out. He already said he'd love to do it. They'd make it a staying tandem.
Okay.
2020 says inside defensive lineman makes sense. Save some money here.
If you can make a bet on the Eagles taking a defensive lineman in this draft in the first round, I'd make it.
Now, Jimmy Cooper says, sadness. I'm a Burks fan, Arkansas native. You know, Burks is a guy who didn't test athletically, you know, as much as I love what he put on tape. And I get it. I think the way he was used, you know, he's a little bit raw out there. Perhaps. I don't know. But I think, Jimmy, one of my friends who works for USC gave me the lowdown all on Drake London. Mm-hmm. Loves him as a player. Really in love with him as a player and a person. And he had the production as well.
Pete mentioned.
And the tape is nice.
Pete mentioned DJ Moore being an Eagles fan. Honestly, DJ Moore, I feel like, is a forgotten about dude. I would love DJ Moore on this team, dude. Honestly, him or sure. Robbie Anderson, another Philly connection.
Yeah, Robbie Anderson all day.
It's funny that Treylon Burks, his stock is took a little dip after the combine. Mm-hmm. Like I said, man, people were questioning. I don't know. If he's just country strong, country fast. I love the play. Jimmy, you're probably well familiar with the play from Alabama where he just took it to the house. That was super impressive for his size. Mm-hmm. But I need crispy. I need separation. Garrett Wilson all day. Marco says, if Hamilton starts to fall, at what point do you start to make calls? He gets anywhere around 9 on the phone.
I'm with it.
Sixers are playing.
Yeah. My stomach's making noises too. I need to eat something.
No, I can see it in your face. You're like, Sixers are on. Wonder what the score is.
I am wondering.
No. Hey, man.
Food or Sixers? What's more important?
Well, I got a great view of my living room from my kitchen, so I can just do both.
There you go.
Well, I know we just wanted to check in a couple of the moves that happened over the last couple of days. I'm with all of the moves. You guys agree with all the moves so far?
Yeah, I'm on board, and I'm glad that we're not overreaching too. I'm glad that we're not giving everything away.
No, I do feel like we're in the pocket right now. We're mid-tier. I was talking about attacking the mid-tier signings. I like it so far. Depth piece in Barnett.
The question is Howie Roseman, if we're in the pocket, is Howie Roseman going to Carson Wentz his way in the pocket, or is he going to remain composed? He's going to scramble and make a panic draft pick, make a panic trade?
I still think he got one trade in him. He got
just
something
throw,
in.
Just throw a duck up there. Give away.
I'm telling you, at the coaches meeting, you know,
Gail says, stay tuned.
Something.
Yeah, Gail's saying the eyeballs emoji right now.
You don't feel that vibe?
No, something's happening, dude. It's quiet.
We have enough money for one more move.
He started off by, you know, breaking out the color green jerseys, the black helmet, and then boom, something is about to happen.
Dude, if Mike Thomas happens.
DK?
Evan, how old were you when we got to you?
That was what, 2004? I would be about 10.
Were you geeked or you don't remember?
Fuck yeah, dude. I had a Owens jersey. I was all geeked out. I still to this day.
This guy was like, hate this guy was thrown Eagles, back.
I hate how the, thrown I had back the black Owens jersey, bro. And I still to this day am pissed off about how the Eagles just let him get away, man. And then he went to the Cowboys to spite us.
Yeah, Ev was like, yo, man, I fucking threw down like a glass of milk, 5 cookies.
I was like, yo, pull me another one, Mom.
Prime, do you remember when we got T.O.?
Yes, sir. I was working for waste management at the time. I was doing a route, and I ended up running down the whole block all the way to Route 130. It was a main strip, and I was screaming up excited because not only did we get T.O., but my partner that I was working with that day was a San Francisco fan, and he was so pissed off that T.O. didn't go back to San Fran and didn't go to Baltimore that day and ended up coming to us. So, yeah, I remember
What was the parameters of the trade?
It was supposed to be San Fran trading to Baltimore for T.O. was involved. I can't remember what they were getting back, but they gave T.O. the option to decide on where he wanted to land, and he went with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I remember that move being the move where it was like they got it like right. And like the fact that he was supposed to be a Baltimore Raven, and you're like, we got T.O. and we got Javon Kearse. Mm-hmm. It was like the two pieces that needed to be added to the puzzle.
Put us over the top.
Yep.
To put us over the top. So you're hoping something nice like that. Yeah, again, I don't know if we're ready for a Super Bowl run yet.
Nah, we got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Following year, if we make the right moves this year, we should be aiming for the following year.
I like it.
Now, Jimmy asks, what move do you think we'll make for the draft? Safety would be nice. Veteran safety.
Wide receiver.
Or a veteran wideout. But I'm really like trade via trade. Veteran wideout, you know. Not trying to pay for nothing. Oh, here.
Cut me open. I believe Green says I was stationed in Korea, went downtown and had to make me a TO jersey. He got it before they shipped it over. That's hilarious.
He got the bootleg before it was a bootleg. Oh, you know what? Shout out to Deshae, who's using his wifey's account, Marion Johnson. This is Deshae, right? He says DK AJ Brown. AJ Brown. I know he was dealing with some. He mentioned that he had some depression and he was dealing with like some mental health stuff. Mm. That'd be interesting if he's on the block. Imagine teaming these guys up together. Wow, that'd be a lot of money.
Well, you say he's saying both DK and AJ Brown,
or one of them.
Oh yeah, I'll take either one. They're both solid. Honey badger
would be nice. Todd said, "Honey badger, I watched the interview today, and that dude is a football dude. He wants to coach LSU one day."
Hmm. I'd be okay. About AJ Green.
I'd be about AJ Green.
I've seen a few people talk about Deebo Samuel, but there's no way San Fran.
AJ Green's old, man.
He still did well last year.
He was old last year, and look what he did, man.
It's like
they closed.
I'm not disrespecting. I love AJ Green.
You're disrespecting.
Yeah, you did. You clearly did.
No hate.
Yeah, but there's no way Debo is out of San Fran. Like, that suits their entire offense. I just don't see that happening. Not without some major, major return.
I know Prime is eating his fingernails as we speak, and I know Evan, he's dreaming of cheesesteaks. But
right in front of him or something.
But I just want to appreciate. I want to let everyone know who joined the chat and hung out just for the last hour in our little mock draft ceremony and the talking of Eagles Green and the celebratory invitations of bringing back Derek Barnett to the team, led by Prime. And shout out to Kaiser bringing him back to his hometown. It's the home area. This is great, man. So far, I mean, it's the vibes. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling. I don't know why. I'm just feeling good right now.
Feeling good as well, dude. Feeling good as well. Any
last thoughts before we get out of here?
I'm ready for some freaking tacos, bro. That's what my final words are. We still got a little bit of time. Let's make it happen, man. No dumb trades. I still think Howie has something up his sleeve.
Yeah, I hope Gail's on point with his theory, man. I mean, looking forward to some breaking news popping up in the next couple of days.
Hopefully. Curtis with nice words for Barnett. Nice little welcome back to the team.
Very sweet.
Led by Prime.
Pete is flexing again. He's talking about making some salt and pepper pork chops. Wow. We all try.
I know you're making those pork chops bone in. Pete's a bone in pork chop guy, I can tell. There's no way he's going boneless.
All right. This conversation about food is definitely not helping the situation.
Mark says, thanks, guys. Enjoy tacos with hot sauce. I had tacos with hot sauce for lunch.
I'm sure you did. It's probably one of our taco bottles. I mean,
it's probably one of the bottles I'm still yet to receive. I mean,
perhaps. It's Taco Tuesday. Jimmy said it's Taco Tuesday. Bro, but yeah, I mean, I got to drive back from New York City, so this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, drive safe, bro. Drive safe.
Be careful, still up in the office. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, they opened up a Taco Bell outside my job.
There you go.
Talk, you're in like you were bragging to us about all the different spots you can go and eat. You go to a Taco Bell. I love a Taco Bell. But
You want to know what's sad? What? You know how many places have closed in Times Square?
I tried to tell you that when I went up
there. I mean, the rent's insane. So, yeah.
You know, all these places are closed down, but the one crackhead that I know that hangs out on 42nd greeted me. I was like, dude, I can't believe you made it through this. This is amazing.
What else is he gonna? Not much has changed in his world. He was poor.
I was like, bro. And he's like, so welcome back, man. Welcome back to New York City. Yeah. But
get that Vegemite out of here.
Yeah, Vegemite. What?
As always, it's Fly Eagles Fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.